first time in. Doug Steffens' Good Day program originating from Tucson, Arizona. This morning from the studios of our affiliate, The Truth, 104.1. It is nice to be here. It is nice to be anywhere after 3.5 hours sleep. Jennifer and I sometimes have we chuckle about this. I don't know that Roberto goes through this. Kenny is often somebody who doesn't get as much sleep. We all have that problem.
And yes. Morning, mm-hmm.
Sometimes, yeah, right. It'd be nice if I could hear Roberta. I heard something in the back. I just want to so.
Anyway, your point is we get silly. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I think that's what happens. You wonder whether or not I don't usually run out of steam. 3 or 4 hours sleep sometimes is it. Maybe take a quick nap during the day, that sort of thing. The fellow who, Bill White, who's program director here, a fellow I've known for a long time, since it's one of those things, we've almost worked together about a dozen times. He's been at great radio stations.
He's debated you for so long, and now he's gotcha,
I'm not sure that was his. We first got to know each other when he was at WTIC in Hartford. This is sort of one of those stories Roberta can identify, and Jennifer is radio. Well, we're all radio brats. Kenny is. He's been moving and grooving in the radio world for a long time. Jennifer just grew up around it. And Roberta and I have been in it for a long time. The old joke was that you moved around. You had a U-Haul attached permanently to your car. Mm-hmm. I know I moved around, certainly, from Baltimore to Cincinnati, Palm Beach, St. Louis, yada, yada. Bill was program director of TIC in Hartford, and he hired me and then decided not to use me. I was going to replace Bruce Williams on TIC. Good God, I'm trying to remember how many years ago that was. And then people, Bruce was very popular. And the management, I think, just decided, okay, rather than put up with all of the starch of putting a local show on, let's leave Bruce there. And then after that, he went to a station in Kansas City, KMBZ. And we were going through our litany. He was at WBT in Charlotte. What a great radio station that is. WGN in Chicago. And now here at the Truth in Tucson. But it is one of the things that we all know are part of. It doesn't happen so much now because there's so much of the syndicated talk around. And people say, well, you've lived in the same house you've lived in the same town all your life. Yeah, I didn't say I didn't travel, though. When I was on the road from pretty much the mid-80s, after I ran the station in Boston, I went on the road and traveled. I worked for CBS for 3 years. At 3 different stations, and then was down in Florida for a while, and Cincinnati, and Baltimore. But the thing I had to, we had to have an arrangement, so they got me home for the weekend because I had the kids on the weekend. But I've had some pretty interesting experiences at pretty good radio stations before having started doing the Good Day program, just as part of what we all did. Kenny, how many radio stations have you worked at?
Let's see. Started in Chapel Hill, North Carolina, to Raleigh, to the Outer Banks, down to Stuart, Florida, back to Raleigh, to Cincinnati, to Baltimore, to Washington, then to here.
Yeah.
San Diego.
Right, so that's good. What's wrong with that? Roberta, what's your story?
I've been very fortunate. I've been able to stay in the New York City marketplace right from the beginning. So let's see. We were at, I was at UPI, at CBS, at WOR, at Shadow Traffic for a while. Then I worked for Imus for a while. Then I was the Pocono Snow Bunny doing ski reports. Mm-hmm. And then I was doing other ski reports for a while. And then I freelanced for a while. And then I was international director for a broadcast public relations firm at the time called Media Link. And then I've been with you, my gosh, forever and ever and ever.
It's at least 20
of time since the dinosaurs walked the earth.
This is the 26th year of the Good Day program, and you've been here at least 20 of them,
at least
21, maybe 22. You and Chuck Curry have been with me the longest.
A long time.
Yep. And then Jennifer's.
I started with you doing ski reports, I think, originally.
Yeah, I think you did, right. Mm-hmm. The ski bunny. Oh, I almost called you the ski ho.
Yeah, the snow ho.
Yeah, yeah. Snow Hall. There it is. That's typical of what he's comes up with. Anyway, Jennifer, you grew up around it. I've known you since you were a teenager, actually even younger than that, probably.
I started working in radio for my dad when I was 12 years old.
Right.
It was my first, like, other than just playing around the office, like my first paid gig there. Mm-hmm. And it was organizing and alphabetizing our record library. There is a room of records at CRN where I work that is perfectly alphabetized, not only by the name, but also by genre. So I want you to know that that still is my pride and joy. I get really upset when people mess it up. So I did that, and then I learned payroll. I never thought I wanted to be on the air, though, until when I was in my, like, probably in my 20s. My dad was running late for a show, and he's like, you have to fill in, kid, you have to. And I was thinking, oh, no, I'm not going to do that. Mm-hmm. And then I did. He goes, you're pretty good. You should do that again. And so I was doing a lot of fill-in stuff when Doug was looking to maybe add a new voice to the show. And so 7.5 years later, Dougie, we're still loving each other.
You know, your father said to me, why don't you just, because we tried it for a while to see how it fit, and he just called me up one day and he says, why don't you just pay her and put her on with you?
That's a great idea.
I can't remember that conversation.
I like that idea, Doug.
Like it was yesterday. I know. Yeah.
It's funny. Yeah.
No, yeah, it is. It's
And look, it's led to some other stuff, too. You know, I've done some fill-in work for some Salem stations, and it's fun, you know?
It is. It's good.
Voice
and you are
good
at it. And Roberta's good at it, and Kenny's good at it, and I'm thankful. Richie updated his Facebook page, Kenny. Do you want to, after we finish with Roberta giving us a little tease about the Queen of Cheap Deals for today, why don't we tell everybody what Richie is up to? Yesterday was his birthday and his last treatment for chemo, and he did a nice job updating himself on Facebook. So we'll give you that. But first, we're going to have a Queen of Cheap report about 5 minutes from now. What's the main component of that, Roberta?
Ooh, we got a huge magazine sale for you. Just great giving for the holidays. We have a deal on pizza and toys and things to make you smell good.
Really? Huh.
Mm-hmm.
That'll be nice.
You mean pizza and toys don't make you smell good?
One of the great spots that I hear, and it's only in Los Angeles, I don't hear anybody else doing it, and I get a kick every time I listen to it, the Smell Good Plumber spot. Don't you love that spot,
he's
Jennifer?
Great. He is
it's
absolutely
everywhere.
Great. Yeah.
The smell, this guy, his promotion, his whole promotion about his plumbing business is that the guys, when they show up at your house, will smell good. Most plumbers think.
Love those ads.
Somebody this, yeah, exactly. That's the smell of the smell good plumber who's coming to your house. Anyway, all right. So, Kenny, what's the update on Richie's condition that is posted at Facebook?
Rich posted on his page, this year I was challenged by cancer, and today on my birthday, this was posted yesterday, I had my last chemo treatment. I am cancer-free. It's an amazing experience to feel the support that going through such an event brings you. It makes you realize where your strength comes from and how lucky we are to have the people in our lives who make life worth living. Mm-hmm. Having the last chemo fall on my birthday is a powerful way to celebrate my life and relationships with friends and family. I will always have this gift and appreciate it. You have it, too. Don't wait for a big life event to realize it.
Yep, brings a tear to my eye.
Rich has done such an incredible job of really using something that a lot of people would just maybe give up on.
It's a great lesson.
Negatively. I mean, he's done such a great job, and I think he's inspired a lot of people because he's publicly been going through this, you know, with our friends here, and he's really put a spin on people that are fighting something like this. It's never too late, and you shouldn't give up.
He taught a lot of people, mostly his children, who didn't understand what was going on, really. And now they understand, I think, I'm not sure Juliana does, but I know that Sean does. And, you know, it's an important lesson for everybody. And, man, there were a ton of likes to that, Kenny. I saw 200s of them, it looked like, right?
Oh, yeah. And, you know, and
a lot of radio
people. Of comments.
Yeah. A lot of radio people.
Lots of,
yep. It's good. All right. In a moment, Roberta gives you the behind-the-scenes details of our Queen of Cheap report. Stand by for bargains here on Good Day.
If you're a homeowner who's faithfully made your mortgage payments, you deserve thanks for doing the right thing. And I'd like to tell you about a powerful financial tool that rewards your commitment. Hi, I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. And the tool that I'm talking about is the Home Affordable Refinance Program, or HARP. HARP is designed to help you lower your mortgage payments. It's for homeowners who are current on their mortgage payments, but due to the housing market, may have little or no equity left in their home. And even if you were unable to get a HARP loan in the past, new guidelines mean that now you may be eligible. More than 2.5 million homeowners have already taken advantage of HARP and are saving an average of $250 a month. If you're one of the millions yet to take advantage, call us today at 800-QUICKEN. To learn more, call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That number again is 800-QUICKEN.
Important terms and conditions apply. Call us for cost information. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Look, you're the new kid, and manufacturing is serious stuff. You got hydraulics, mechanical, electrical, gears, motors, lubricants, a lot of moving parts. My job is to keep it all happy. Your job is to keep me happy. What is the key to my and thus your happiness? Don't answer that, kid. Answer is Grainger. They got everything you need to keep this place humming. Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Yes, the folks who get it done. Over a million products. If Grainger doesn't have it, it probably doesn't exist. You can call, click, or stop by today. Grainger. Get it, got it, good. Grainger, for the ones who
She's
get it done.
The queen of cheap. The diva of dumpster dive. It's Roberta Fessinelli.
All right, let's get right to it, because there's a lot of really good things today for everybody, Roberta.
Yeah, we got a huge $5 magazine sale. It's a one-year subscription for just $5 and some great magazines on it. Better Homes and Gardens, Country Living, Good Housekeeping, Family Circle, Women's Day, Eating Well, House Beautiful, Veranda, Popular Mechanics, Car and Driver, and Road and Track. Each of these magazines, just $5. For a year subscription, makes a great, great holiday gift, especially if the person's out of town. You don't have to mail anything. It's like it's done for you. Domino's, we have a way for you to get 50% off a menu-priced pizza. You have to like them on Facebook, and you'll get 50% off your order, and all the details about that are on DougStefan.com in the Queen of Cheap section. eToys, that's just the website where you can, like, order toys and get them online. You don't have to go into
Can they be delivered by drones? Let's get some drones and deliver those toys.
Groupon has a voucher for you. You pay $20, and it's worth $40. So it's basically you can get toys at 50% off, and you don't have to battle the crowds and the screaming kids at Toys R Us, no less. So that's Groupon for eToys. And Bath and Body Works, we have a coupon code. You buy two items, you get four free, and you get $1 shipping. So, everyone, that's what I'm giving everyone in their stockings this year for stocking stuffers.
Really?
Buy two, get four free, get $1 shipping at Bath & Body Works.
$1.
Our coupon code you find at DougStefan.com. $1. You'll find all that at the Queen of Cheap section at DougStefan.com.
Every day, different material. Some of it's cumulative and retro, but you got to check it out every day if you want to get the best use of the information that's there. Queen of Cheap Box at DougStefan.com. Time now for our 2020 news quiz in this hour. Yesterday, Judge Stephen Rhodes ruled that Detroit is eligible to do what? 888-302-3684. Judge Stephen Rhodes yesterday made a decision that Detroit is eligible to do what? The city of Detroit can now do something because the judge said it was okay. So what is it okay for Detroit to do? That's our 2020 News Quiz question. You answer it at 888-302-3684. And if you haven't won before, I'll give you a swell prize. 21 after the hour already. This is Good Day.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Let's get to the voice from last night on NBC with a couple of different treatments of songs that we know. This is Cole Bosbury, James Wolfert, and Will Champlin performing More Than Words. As you crank this up, Michael, for a second, we'll sort of set the tone. There are now six finalists, as I understand this, Jennifer.
That's right.
Jackie Lee, Cole Bosbury, James Wolfert, Will Champlin, Tess Ann Chin. I think they all, is that all six of them? Did I hit them all? Matthew Schuller. But I think he got booted, didn't he?
I know that that CeeLo lost his last team member, so I know only Christina Blake and Adam are still in the competition.
All right. So this is the three men that are singing this together. And then the all six of the top, where they start with 20? How many people are chosen?
There's a lot. Each team has eight, so you're at 24.
So 8 times 4 is 24. Okay. All right, so they've got it down to six, and here are the top six singing a Christmas medley on The Voice last night. You still think, Roberta, they sound like they're doing karaoke when they do stuff like this?
I never like these group numbers. It's rare that I hear one that I actually like.
I think on The Voice, the group numbers are a lot better than on American Idol. I mean, listen to this.
Yeah.
This doesn't sound like
They are better than on American Idol.
Yeah, this sounds pretty
professional. This sounds like a church.
Yeah, crank this up, Michael, will you? There's one woman in there screaming. You can hear it. She doesn't blend in. That's one of the things when you're in a choir, you're supposed to blend in. And the unseasoned people who sing in these groups, they scream.
They want to be heard.
They want to be heard, and that's not the idea. Whenever I learned that when I sang in the choir for those many years, you don't want your voice to stand out. You want it to blend in with all the rest of the tenors and the baritones and the bass and the sopranos and the alto. You want to all blend in. You don't want to have, unless you're called upon to sing a solo, that's one thing, but I can hear a voice in there, and you ought not to be able to pick out the voices, right? Isn't that one of the first things in music?
Yeah, mm-hmm.
That's the idea. All right, so The Voice now has how many more? Are they going to be done in another couple of weeks? How do they get down to the finals?
Yeah, they'll be done before Christmas. I think maybe two more weeks they're done.
Yeah, so that means they eliminate
three.
They'll
probably be down to three and then three, yeah.
And so it's going to, do they do male, female, how do they?
No, it's all just whoever the people vote for.
Really? All right, so they vote.
It's heavily male. A lot of the finalists are males. I think there's only two women.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Jackie Lee and Tess Ann.
Mm-hmm.
There's Matthew Schuller. There is Cole Bosbury, Will Champlin, Wolpert. Right, those are the guys. Wolpert was saved by Twitter. And Champlin was saved by, was it Adam? I think it was Team Adam. Was he on that team? Anyway, that's kind of complicated, too. You got to watch the show all the time. And I frustrate myself
sometimes. Well, they change the rules every once in a while on this show just to keep it interesting. So.
Ah, isn't that sweet?
Yeah. Just to keep you confused. I think they do it for you.
Yeah, do they? Excellent.
Let's mess with that Doug Steffen.
Let's mess with people's minds. Here's the 2020 News Quiz question for the hour. Judge Stephen Rhodes said yesterday Detroit was now eligible to do something. You have to tell us what it is that Detroit may now do as a result of the judge's ruling. You call us at 888-302-3684 for the bottom line. Kenny, I don't know if you have some updates on Facebook for a couple of seconds on some of the issues that we're following, some of the people in their comments. Do you have anything that's hot that isn't about Obamacare?
How about some drone comments?
Yeah,
Amazon's drone thing. David said, if drones can be used by Amazon to deliver packages, why can't they be used by the government to fight crimes in our cities?
There you go.
Well, that's the NSA, sort of, that's the big brother thing that a lot of people are worried about. Comments at facebook.com/Good Day Show.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip for the Day. You know, one of the most common questions I get asked is, Warren, how do I keep my cat off the counter or scratching things around the house? I've come up with a lot of different methods. Everyone works differently, just like every cat is different. Very often what I'll recommend is you take some double stick tape. You put the double stick tape on your countertop. You blow up a couple of balloons, put the balloons on the double stick tape. This way, when the cat goes to jump on the countertop, guess what's going to happen? Chances are the balloon's going to break, and he'll get startled, and he won't do it again. But if that doesn't work, even walking on the double stick tape, it's like kitty flypaper. He's not thrilled about that. Some of the other things you may want to try as well is aluminum foil. Very often cats don't like the feel of walking on aluminum foil, so it may be a good idea to take some aluminum foil, crunch it up, and put it in the areas where your cat doesn't want to go. Following these methods can make a difference, but the most important thing you do to prevent your cat from jumping up on things is give him plenty of opportunities and plenty of places of his own to jump on. It'll make all the difference in the world. I'm Warren Eckstein. I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people, because they asked me, wow, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS, and log on to thepetshow.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
An e-cig revolution is sweeping across the country. But is yours American-made? Vapriot e-liquid by LaCig is. Manufactured in Arkansas with 100% USA-sourced ingredients. And when you buy American, you support local jobs. Vapriot e-liquid by LaCig is top quality at an affordable price. The very principle that once drove the American economy. Get great taste with no ash, tar, or smoke. You'll be wondering why you didn't make the change to Vapriot e-liquid by LaCig a long time ago. LaCig.com has everything you need, for beginners to the advanced vaping enthusiast, with a wide variety of hardware and also imported e-liquid flavors as well. Plus, LaCig smokes the competition with fast, free, same-day shipping, real people customer service, and a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Support our country and become a Vapriot at LaCig.com or call 870-525-1440, 870-525-1440. LaCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified super seeds that are open pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
Now 33 after the hour. Today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. For those of you who were up early this morning and figured out what was going on, some of you were able to doze off and go back to sleep. Some of us do that on the air. Some of us.
I resemble
do it off
that
the air.
Remark.
What is sleep? What is sleep?
Sleep. So the issues of the day today. Let me repeat the 2020 News Quiz question, and we'll see if we can get an answer pretty quickly. In this hour, I've asked you to tell me about, or all of us actually, because this is an edumacational question. Judge Stephen Rhodes ruled yesterday Detroit was eligible to do something. What was it? 888-302-3684. We have some audio. Michael, will you get the audio for the video of the day? I'd like to underscore this so people understand what the issue is. Some of you may have heard the discussion about this gun manufacturer that put together a commercial that they wanted to air. They were going to, you know, the commercial time on the Super Bowl is what? $2 million for 30, Kenny? I think it's about $2 million bucks now, maybe even more than that. And they've sold out, as they always do. So this particular gun manufacturer wanted to put their message on the Super Bowl, and the NFL says, no, you can't. So the poll at DougSteffen.com today asks you to tell us what you think about the rejection of the Super Bowl ad. Kenny, do you have any comments on Facebook.com/Good Day or Twitter on this as well?
Let me see.
Well, while you're looking, let's play the we're gonna. You look at the video, and it becomes very compelling. But the audio is a great thought starter as well. So here's the audio from the commercial. You can get the gist of it. It's very dramatic, very, very dramatic. Get the gist of it. And as often is the case with these things, I think Roberta suggested earlier that Jeff Bezos does it. You know, the day before. I think it was you, Roberta. Didn't you say that the Jeff, or was it Kenny who said that the night before? The big day, Cyber Monday, Bezos gets himself onto 60 Minutes and talks about Amazon for 14 minutes. It's pretty good.
So what's wrong with that? Marketing,
yeah,
you know.
It's very smart marketing. Very
Absolutely.
Good marketing. And I think maybe there's something in this. I think these people, this gun manufacturer, knew that the Super Bowl people would not take the ad. And this was all a plant and very easily, you know, the news media succumbed to this
PR.
Stuff. Yeah, exactly.
There's no
very
such
easy.
Thing as bad publicity.
No. All right, so here's the audio.
It's been a long road getting here. A lot has changed since I got back. Now this is the center of my world. My family's safety is my highest priority. I am responsible for their protection. And no one has the right to tell me how to defend them.
so I've chosen the most effective tool for the job.
Daniel Defense. Defending your nation. Defending your home.
Anybody watch that while we were playing the audio from it? You saw the drama. You could feel the drama. But go ahead.
It's genius. How many free plays are they getting for that commercial?
A lot.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Even if people are saying, oh, this is crazy, can you believe it? They're still getting
more people will watch it on YouTube than they would on probably the game.
The Super Bowl. Right.
Yeah. Yep. Genius.
So our question today at DougStephan.com, what do you think about the NFL rejecting this ad? A, I agree with it. B, probably the right move considering all the NFL players in trouble these days over guns. C, I can't remember seeing any gun manufacturer commercials on TV. D, excuse me, what's the big deal? Anybody who has the money ought to be able to buy it, buy some time. My heaven, excuse me.
Are you
the
okay?
The gun company.
Are you re-eating your breakfast?
You know, I just had one of those nutrition bars.
Yes.
And I scoffed it because I was late running back in here.
I bet it tasted better the first time.
to a point. I'm in the studio facility, and the studio's everywhere because there's like five radio stations and a television station here. And so I went down the corridor the wrong way.
Not bomb, but you should like Dougie bomb the newscast. You should go in and go, yes. Doug Stephan's good day, and then run through.
Right. That'd be good. Okay.
You don't think so?
Well, I want to stay on the station, but thanks for the suggestion. Anyway, Jennifer. Anyway, so the poll today at DougStephan.com. Yesterday's poll, by the way, what do you think about Amazon's planned drone delivery? Let's see where that shook out. 22%. No, that's the 31% of you said it was an interesting idea, but doubt that you would ever use it. 22% of you said it was ridiculous. Why would you need something delivered that fast? Are you kidding? In this day and age, everybody wants it done yesterday. 31% of you said it's just hype to get everybody talking about Amazon. That's hello, ding, 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 ding. 10% of you said I might try it if it's not too expensive. And 6% of you responding to the question at DougStephan.com said, that's amazing. I can't wait to try it myself. So that's how that shakes out. Roberta, what do you have that's new from the local point of view? New Yorkers talking about the engineer, Mr. William Rockefeller, who told officials he got white line fever, which, by the way, if you don't know what that means, it's a term truckers use to describe being sort of hypnotized by the white lines on the side of the road after you've been on the road for hours and hours and hours and hours. This guy had worked 20 years running the afternoon shift, and he just changed to the morning shift and apparently couldn't get his clock right. But the exception, the thing that I find that doesn't work for me in that story is that the dead man's switch, if he had fallen asleep, the dead man's switch would have stopped the train because his foot would have come off of it. And, you know, if you don't do something every 15 seconds, the train's going to stop. So I don't buy that he was falling asleep. So what is the theory that you've heard locally there as to what happened to him?
Well, people have a lot of theories, you know, A, that he zoned out, that he fell asleep, maybe he dropped his phone and he leaned forward to pick it up, and that was the instant that the train, you know, started to go a little faster. There's a lot of cell phone speculation, you know, what was he doing with his cell phone.
Well, there was a train crash last year involving an engineer on a cell phone,
exactly.
Wasn't there? Yeah.
Yep.
In California, actually.
California, yeah.
Yep.
Right. So, you know, and so everyone's a little, you know, wondering about, you know, what type of safety precautions should be put in place so that these things don't happen.
Mm-hmm. Well,
but the cell phone angle is a big one. That's what everybody's talking about.
I think it's very difficult for you to figure. You can make up rules and stuff for anything and everything. At some point, there's got to be some personal responsibility.
They are checking the cell phone records, by the way.
Yeah, I know they are.
That's something that they're doing.
This is the guy's job. Job's not to talk on the phone. His job is to run the train. 150 people were on the train, and four of them got killed. So his career is over, for sure.
And one of the four who got killed was a friend of Tom's, because he worked at NBC, was an audio tech guy at NBC. Yeah.
Tom for the Today Show, I think I read.
Yep. He was on his way to work on the Christmas tree at Rockefeller Center.
Yeah. All right. So that's the update on that. Let's get to our 2020 news quiz question. And Rosemarie joins us listening to WSDE outside of Albany. Hi, Rosemarie. Welcome to Good Day. How are you?
Better than I deserve.
Oh, aww. She's been listening to Dave Ramsey. Good for you, Rose. You've got it. All right. The judge.
How are you?
I'm well, thank you very much. I feel like I should be. I would be in Cobleskill and Sharon Springs this weekend for McFadden's auction, except that I'm going to be driving back across country and won't be back there fast enough.
But it's a very interesting area. I like Cobleskill. As you know, I owned that radio station there for a number of years, and just a place that feels very comfortable for me. So I'm glad to hear from you and anybody that is connected with WSDE. Anyway, the judge said Detroit was eligible to do what, Rosemary?
File for bankruptcy.
Yep. Detroit now can file for bankruptcy. The judge said the city was definitely insolvent, was and is, in fact, insolvent. It no longer has the resources to provide its citizens with basic police, fire, and emergency services. So they'll start Chapter 9, which is deep. They have to reorganize the city, cut pensions way, way, way back. They'll sell a lot of the treasured assets in the city. It's the largest municipal bankruptcy in the history of the country. So not a good day for Detroit, but a way for them to sort of figure out what happened, work in the present, and move toward the future. Rosemary, good job. Hold on just a second, and Michael will take care of you with a swell prize. Meanwhile, Jennifer Horn is going to report on the interesting information that we have for you today from the world of television. Stand by, or sit by, or be by for that here on Good Day.
I just sneaked into my kids' rooms and took temperatures while they're sleeping, thanks to my Exergen thermometer. All I did was swipe their foreheads for a few seconds. It didn't even wake them up. My sister, the nurse, told us about the Exergen temporal scanner thermometer, and it's the best. Real value for the money and truly a lifesaver. Now I don't have to deal with ears or rears, if you know what I mean.
I'm Dr. Frank Pompei, founder of Exergen. Thousands of hospitals and clinics rely on temporal scanners. I'm confident you will too.
The Exergen temporal scanner. Pick one up at Costco and other fine retailers, or visit us at Exergen.com.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with today's Mom Knows Best cold season tip, brought to you by our friends at Exergen. It's the holiday season, and you know what that means. Family get-togethers, lots of parties, lots of germs. We always tell our children to cover your mouth when you cough, but the trick is not to do it with your hands. Make sure to teach them to cough into their sleeve so the germs are less likely to get passed on to the next person.
So, you're tooling along in your Malibu, and bam, some guy darts across your lane. You swerve and hit the ditch just hard enough to know you did some damage. Seconds, I mean seconds later, an advisor comes through the stereo speakers and says, "OnStar, is there an emergency?" As you realize there was, some high-tech motion sensor was activated. A signal shot out 12,000 miles from orbiting satellites to calculate your exact coordinates, along with where you were hit and how hard, automatically alerting an advisor who offered to call an ambulance and dispatch a nearby tow truck, for which you thanked him profusely. You did not do one single thing, and yet a potent combination of amazing technology and human concern are swirling around you as a deep wave of relief washes over you. All because you drive a Chevrolet Malibu connected by OnStar. Find new roads. OnStar acts as a link to existing emergency service providers. For details, availability, and system limitations, visit OnStar.com.
Staples Copy and Print knows you need to promote your business.
Outdoor banners.
Detailing your one-of-a-kind product offering.
Trifold, full-color, double-sided brochures.
As you grow your business.
Business cards, postcards, car magnets.
And your customer base.
Design services, presentations, shipping.
So you go to the one place that has it all and prints it right.
Staples.
And right now, save 50% on our best-selling signs and banners. Design online, pick up in store, same day. See staples.com/same-day-print for details. Staples. Make more happen.
I looked down at my hands and was like, wow, I'm performing CPR on this guy. And then I actually finally met him. That was probably one of the coolest parts of my life, being able to talk to a guy after I gave him CPR.
Reed was just 17 when he heard a cry for help. Thanks to his Red Cross training, he didn't freeze, he didn't panic. He knew exactly what to do. Red Cross training saves lives. Sign up for a class today at redcross.org.
Jan Jan time at 13 and a half for the hour. The television report. Jennifer, what sort of hot stories? We didn't do a good job with this. When you're not here, I can't possibly do justice to what's going on in the world of television without you. So it's your turn
to dazzle us. It's nice to feel needed.
It is. It's important to be needed. All right, so what do we have?
sorry that I was not here. I was healing myself. But good news. If you're a fan of The Blacklist, which has been a really popular show for NBC, it stars James Spader. It's the number one drama on the network.
Is it?
And number two scripted series on the network. Yeah. It's it finished the season, its first little 13-week run, with just number one. It's been huge. Huge. Can I tell you again? It's been huge for NBC. And good news, it's going to be back for another season. So that if you're a fan, you can keep watching without feeling like it's going to get yanked away from you. Mm-hmm. Netflix is launching its first original children's series. It's called Turbo Fast. It's based on the animated movie Turbo, and it'll premiere on December 24th. Kevin Bacon and Kira Sedgwick, remember them?
Yeah.
They have a daughter.
Yeah,
they have a daughter, Sosie Bacon. Isn't that a funny name, Sosie Bacon?
Sosie.
She's been named Miss Golden Globe 2014 by the Hollywood Foreign Press, so good news for her. That'll air on January 12th on NBC. And then Leah Remini, who's hot off of a really good performance on Dancing with the Stars, she's landed a new role on TV Land's The X's. It'll be a multi-episode arc. She, of course, hasn't done a sitcom since King of Queens, which has been, I think, about 7 years ago. Bill Murray, former Saturday Night Live star Bill Murray, who's been mainly doing feature films, movies. He's going to return to television for a role in the HBO miniseries Olive Kitteridge. It's kind of fun.
Do you think that's really television? Is HBO really television?
You mean, is it more movies? Yeah, I think it is TV, actually. Because it's been getting in the TV business a lot. They don't just do movies anymore. Do a lot of original programming.
Well, but the original programming are all movies. Like King of Thrones, that kind of stuff. Yeah. So I'm not sure. Although they got shows like Mar on, maybe it's a combination. Maybe that's the future, in the sense of putting the
a
different
Tubi? Is that like a TV movie? A Tubi?
Well, people don't really care anymore where the stuff comes from. If they want to watch it, they want to be able to watch it when they want to watch it. And so there's all kinds of ways of getting a hold of most network content now. It's like radio. You can get anything you want from us any time of the day or night. Any interview, any hour. It's just kind of amazing that all this stuff is available. Yeah, we do it live for 6 hours a day, but it's available 24 hours a day. Any of these shows are. Yeah. All right, anyway, go ahead. Excuse me.
All right, continuing on.
Yes, please.
Back to the Future stars, Michael J. Fox and Christopher Lloyd will reunite. Christopher Lloyd's going to guest star on Fox's NBC series, and I think next spring. He played Doc Brown in the movie franchise. He's going to appear in Michael J. Fox's TV show as an eccentric principal at a high school where Annie, the wife, teaches.
Oh, that'd be a great role.
Isn't that going to be fun? That'll happen in the spring. And then Brooke Shields also signed on for a 3-episode arc on the Michael J. Fox show. She's going to play a single mother who meets Mike's 19-year-old son at a ballroom dance. Interesting. Cougar, anyone? Cougar?
Cougar Town.
Cougar, anyone?
Yeah. All right, you got it? Is that it?
Anderson. Oh, no, Anderson Cooper. Good news if you're a fan of Anderson. He's renewed his contract with CNN, and it'll keep him on the cable news network through 2016.
His TV talk show is gone, isn't it? Is that still on?
That's gone this season. Yeah. TNT will premiere their first half of Dallas, by the way, the third season on Monday, February 24th. Mark your calendar. I know. I'm excited for that one.
Yeah.
And Necessary Roughness canceled over at the USA Network.
All right.
Bummer summer.
You're going to get a chuckle out of this.
I love laughing.
Traveling is something that I do very easily and very well, and very little bothers me. I was thinking last night, I wish I had had a GPS that I actually learned how to use. Because, and here's the best example, I just got my directions, because every day Bob Kay, who's my manager, gives me the directions to get from one place to the other. And because the printer doesn't work right here, I printed out, there are 15 different turns and twists in the directions from when I leave here to get to Amarillo. And each one of them came on a separate piece of paper.
Oh, I'm sure they love you over at the tree.
Oh, yeah. 51 after on Good Day.
A healthy digestive system supports a healthy immune system. And a healthy immune system protects you against infections and disease. Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse, available at Terraganics.com, is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic and is gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM1 contains 3 groups of beneficial microbes and enzymes to cleanse and remove toxins, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, and aids in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is
is dairy, wheat, and soy-free, is non-GMO, has all natural certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is never freeze-dried. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled T-E-R-A-G-A-N-I-X.com. Terraganix.com. Or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
That's the sound of a .44 Magnum and Traumamax, a high-tech hybrid Kevlar bulletproof vest from InfidelBodyArmor.com. We'll stop it and most pistol rounds. Traumamax is a major breakthrough in pistol-rated body armor, and prices start at just $170 per insert. More protection, more stopping power, more mobility, and it weighs less than 5 pounds. Get details at InfidelBodyArmor.com. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com.
Typhoon Haiyan. Death tolls top 5,200 after the storm smashed the Philippines. This holiday, let's not forget those 13 million homeless without food or clean water. Before we sit down to our bountiful tables, consider making a food donation. Youngevity and Red Cross has made it possible to feed a family of four for $16.20. Go to GCNminerals.com, help feed the Philippines, or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
The question about getting pets for Christmas has come up again. So we have Warren Eckstein, who's normally here in his spot to create the answer, which any of you have any common sense would have come up with by now. But if you don't have any common sense, this is the place for you. We specialize in people and stories that have no common sense attached to them. So stick around for that. And Warren's expertise in anything that has to do with your caring and loving of your pet. I'll tell you a story about Charlotte in just a moment as well. So Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show is here, and he's up next on Good Day.
In this holiday season, remember,
easy for you.
A Stetson man helps a stranger change a tire in the middle of a snowstorm and then scrapes the ice off the car windows just for good measure. Through blizzards, he rides horses 500 under the hood. He always seems to save the day with a steady hand and a warm smile. A Stetson man may work hard, but he never works hard at smelling good. This holiday season, live the legend. Stetson Cologne for men.
With a Sam's Club membership, you get incredible savings every time you shop. See for yourself this weekend during our holiday open house. Save on great gifts like stunning jewelry, apparel, and the hottest electronics. Plus, sample foods that will make your holiday party special. Everyone's invited to shop the Sam's Club holiday open house with no membership required, December 6th through 8th. Sam's Club. Holidays are better when you're in the club. See club for details.
All right. So first question I have for you comes from a listener, actually, who asked about creating a living trust for his pet, wondering about funding care. A lot of people are doing this now. So when you're gone, there is a pet trust. But a lot of states, I understand, Warren, don't enforce pet trust. So if you leave a bunch of money to your pet, and the other heirs, children presumably, don't like it, and you're in the right state, you can challenge it, and usually the pet loses. There's a way of doing it reasonably so it can't be challenged by relatives. On average, dog care costs about $1,500 a year, cat care $600 and some odd, $700 a year. You can arrange yearly payments to your pet's guardian for the remainder of the pet's life. If you go to the Humane Society of the United States website, I think it's hsus.org, there are some guidelines. What do you know about this? You must get a lot of questions on your weekend show, The Pet Show, about this sort of thing.
Absolutely. I have a pet trust for my dogs. I always did, always will. The bottom line is, let me give you an example. Not too long ago, I was doing a remote broadcast from a shelter in Camarillo, California. As I was sitting there doing the radio show, these people walked by me with a basset hound that looked like it was around 11, 12, 13 years old, but not in great shape.
Right.
Their parents had just passed away. They were bringing the dog to the shelter to have the dog put to sleep. Mm. I took the dog and we found the home for good story ending good. There. But the bottom line is this. It happens all the time. What you need to do is find an attorney. There are now attorneys that specialize in animal law. I just recently did a show with one. Set up a living trust. If you set it up properly, no one can break it down. For example, in my trust, my dogs will be taken care of in perpetuity for the rest of their lives. And when they move on, then the caretaker I've assigned, then she will get whatever is remaining. But it's really important that you have that in writing. Don't just assume that the family is going to love you the way they do when you're gone, and they're going to take your dog, and they're going to take your cat. It's up to you to have that trust set up.
Yeah. There are a lot of important things that happen when you go over the rainbow bridge before they go over the rainbow bridge.
Absolutely.
Right? I mean, that's really what we're talking about here. All right. So getting pets at this time of year, how do we need to quickly nip this in the bud, because some people just have no common sense. This is the worst time. A lot of parents say, oh, let's get a puppy for our little son, Freddy. It'll be great. No, it won't be great at all, right?
Here's the neurosis of the situation. getting a pet for someone over the holidays is crazy. What I do, if someone I know wants a pet for the holidays, I'll have a book put under the tree about a dog or a cat or a bird or a goat, whatever, or I'll have a collar and leash or a litter box, usually a clean one, depending on the person. But the bottom line is I will put that under the tree because you're right. It's a crazy time of year. Now, that being said, there are so many dogs on that fringe of being killed tomorrow or the next day. If you are saving a dog's life and adopting a dog, that is a different ballgame. But to go out and purchase a dog at this time of year or any type of pet is really the wrong thing to do. Too many things going on in the house. The tree's up, the menorah's around, there's candles burning. But if it's going to save a dog's life, this is where I'm hypocritical. Go out and do it. I don't care if it's New Year's Eve, Christmas Eve, or Christmas Day.
I was visiting somebody, and I'm trying to remember who it was last year. And, you know, Charlotte comes with me everywhere. And she went into the house and peed on the tree. She never pees inside.
Yeah, but there's a tree in the house. Come on, what is she? Yeah, who puts a tree in the house? There you go.
Tree in the house.
Hey, listen, what would happen if you put a toilet out in the backyard?
Hopefully, we'd all be using it. It'd be great. Exhibitionism. Warren Eckstein, host of The Pet Show. Check it out at DougStefan.com.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joel Waller, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.